And it's North Korea, it is communist. No, no, they will never let you go. And then I remember which one it is. Reading the biographies of him, he apparently wrote 1,500 novels in his 3 years at university.
1,500?
1,500. Wow. That's vastly more than I achieved in my 4 years at university.
Well, according to his official biography, the Dear Leader could predict the weather and didn't defecate. The exact opposite of Michael Fish.
Is Michael Fish particularly known for defecating on the
I was, to be honest, more thinking about the weather, if I'm completely honest.
I found it confusing. I was watching TV with the sound off. I thought Bono had died. Yeah, sunglasses, dyed hair.
Yeah.
Megalomania.
I wonder whether it will say on his tombstone, "I told you I was ill."
I liked the fact they were so small. I thought this was a good thing, that you could appear on all their stamps life-size. I thought this was good.
But the national grieving was quite... Whether it was set up or not, I'm not quite sure, but the scenes of national grief and weeping, and I don't know if one of our political leaders, heaven forbid, passed away, there would be the similar kind of genuine warmth and grief and crying, or whether there'd be perhaps street parties and celebrations.
I think we'd set fire to Pickles and that would see us through the winter, wouldn't it?
Amid a massive outpouring of grief, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has died at the age of 69. He'd been in power for 17 years and is likely to be succeeded by his 28-year-old son, Kim Jong-un, who has been named the great successor after James Murdoch sold the domain name. Reports said that Kim Jong-il died on the train of exhaustion, known in this country as anything operated by Virgin. 2 points to Susan. Miles, who has promised to be a reformed character in 2012?
Is this Nick Clegg?
It is Mr. Clegg, yes.
Nick Clegg, who's not had a great 2011 by all
by
accounts.
Lib Dem standards, no.
In terms of having a good 2012, I think he's got more chance of representing China in the 4x100 women's relay.
Actually, I'm up for that.
No, your hurdles.
Oh, sorry.
He's very cross with Cameron.
Yes.
Marriage allowances. Clegg says getting married is not about. It's not a sort of cashback.
It's because Cameron wants her to be. Well, he says he wants the government to celebrate marriage through the tax system.
I remember when we put our wedding list together, we said we don't really want any gifts this year. We would like you to celebrate our wedding through the tax gift system.
It's like a wedding party planned by HMRC. It's a sort of idiot's notion. Surely you get married to have somebody to argue with as the nights draw in. I think that's the main reason.
You get married so that one day you'll find yourself sitting out on a chair outside a changing room with your head in your hands.
Do you know, it's like therapy, this programme, honestly.
It's weird, because you can't help but feel sorry for Clegg, because everybody hates Nick Clegg so much. He's hated more than Cameron, because Cameron is a bastard, but Clegg is a bastard's bitch.
So there's confusion between the two of them, because isn't Clegg talking about creating an open society, and Cameron wants this big society, open and big. It's going to be drafty, that's all I think.
I don't want to be the one to stand up for Nick Clegg, because I'll be in the minority. But to be fair, he is saying, you know, the plan to give tax breaks to married people isn't correct, and that's not what we should base society on. And from a very personal note, I absolutely agree, because I'm getting married next year. But I'm getting civil partnered, because I'm not allowed to get married because God will smite me. That hurricane that happened in Scotland, that was just a test run for what will happen.
Actually, Nick Clegg's wife is Spanish. I think under Tory plans, she's going to be deported. Nick Clegg has announced that in 2012 he will prioritise a tax on the wealthy, bank bonuses and reform to the House of Lords. Clegg's renewed vigour comes after he was visited by three ghosts who showed him his past, his future and, most terrifying of all, his present. Business Secretary and fellow Lib Dem Vince Cable has also warned the banks that they face radical reform. Radical reform is like normal reform, but done on skateboards. 2 points. Alexei, why have expats got money to burn?
Because